Expert.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to kick things off by talking to a really cool gentleman who's got an event coming up in Amelia Island, Florida, coming up the first weekend in March. It's called the Festivals of Speed, and we're going to be telling you all about it in the first half hour here of the broadcast. Coming up in the second half hour, Phil Skinner, who is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, is going to be joining us live from a brand new facility out in California. I believe it's in Fullerton, California, and we'll find out more about that from Phil. It's the Vault Classic Cars Showroom in, once again, Fullerton, California. And they're celebrating the grand opening as we speak. Phil will continue into the first half of hour number two. And then we're going to talk about the Connected Car of the Year Awards with Steve London, who did an article on just that. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by a couple of cool people. We're going to be joined by a communications manager from Goodyear Tires, and we're also going to be talking to Matt Davis, esteemed automotive journalist, and he is one of the guys that put together the World Car of the Year Award every year at the New York International Auto Show. It is awarded to one vehicle, and then they have subcategories, and the finalists for 2014 have been officially announced. So we'll get the inside scoop from Matt joining us live from Italy. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. And want to welcome all of our great new affiliate stations, and also want to welcome everybody listening online at GCNLive.com and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Right now, let's go to the president and founder of Festivals of Speed, a very unique series of events down here in my new home of Florida, and to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Joe Sabatini to the airways of Auto World. Joe, how are you doing?
Doing very good, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good as well. Thank you so much for being with us. Very excited about the event coming up on Amelia Island on March 8th. This is perfect timing because there's a lot of automotive happenings going on that particular weekend. It's the weekend of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. There are two major, or I believe it's now three major auctions there, RM and Gooding, and a brand new one. So there are going to be a whole lot of car folks on Amelia Island just outside of Jacksonville, and I imagine you're very much looking forward to it.
Absolutely. It's a great weekend, kind of the Super Bowl of motorsports. You know, the Concours has been there, what, 18, 19 years now, and they've just set the platform for a fantastic weekend. So we kick off on Friday and Saturday, and Concours got events throughout the whole week as well. Our main day, show day, is Saturday on the fairway at the Omni Plantation, followed by the Concours, the Ritz-Carlton, right on those fairways there.
Fantastic. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Festivals of Speed. How long have you been doing it?
Started this company 11 years ago. We operate throughout Florida, Miami, Ritz-Carlton, Orlando, St. Pete, Amelia Island. We're a little different. We're not a typical Concours. We really, my main niche is a modern supercar enthusiast. We have vintage cars, of course, as well, because I love and respect them. But typically, we have a lot more of the modern supercar person displaying them, and we're not just cars. We depending on what city we're in, we have a really good mix of aircraft, cars, motorcycles, and boats. Amelia, this one is very heavy automotive with motorcycles.
That sounds fantastic. And like yourself, I too just absolutely adore the modern supercars, the modern high-performance vehicles. As I have said many times here on air, we're truly living in a golden age of automobiles. I mean, who would believe that you would go out today and be able to purchase vehicles from various manufacturers with 700, even 1,000 horsepower, or in the case of Bugatti, 1,200 horsepower. And a lot of these vehicles today have the reliability of a regular automobile. It's not like the 1970s when you were driving a Lamborghini Countach and you had to have a mechanic on board. It's a whole different ball game, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, that's the biggest difference. The fact that they're just so reliable nowadays is a testament to the engineering behind them, without a doubt. Speaking of Bugatti, it's interesting. We just had the 2011 Frankfurt Auto Show Bugatti Veyron register for display for our event. And then later that evening when we do the auction, it'll be sold at auction as well. Quite a car,
right.
Like you said, a lot of power in that car.
Absolutely. I myself have not had the opportunity yet to either drive or ride in it, but I'm hopefully maybe this time around down in Amelia Island, I might get a quick ride. A couple of my journalist friends have done stories on the vehicle, and it launches 0 to 60 in the low twos and tops out at more than 250 miles an hour. It's got that special key that is for high-speed use only, and it's a masterpiece. I've seen it at many different auto shows, and truly just a spectacular work of engineering. As you said, 16 cylinders, W12, four turbos, and Bugatti has done a wonderful job of sprinkling in a lot of these special models over the years to keep the interest alive in this incredible vehicle.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's interesting, in 11 years of doing these automotive events, you know, there's always one car that typically everybody wants to know if it's going to be there, and it's a Bugatti Veyron. It's just incredible the star power that car has. It's just unbelievable.
Absolutely. A number of Hollywood celebrities I know that have owned them. When I worked for Motor Trend, I used to see Tom Cruise motoring around the area of Beverly Hills, and Simon Cowell recently sold his at a Barrett Jackson auction. But it's definitely a car for stars and extremely lucky automotive enthusiasts. Tell us about some of the other really cool new cars, new supercars, new luxury cars, new super high performance cars that are going to be on display at the Festivals of Speed Amelia Island.
Well, it's interesting. We'll have, you know, Rolls, Bentley, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Porsche, all coming out with different types of vehicles. Of course, we'll have the really magnificent Aventador there. We'll have the Rolls Royce race. What's nice about this event, it's really more about the camaraderie. We do judging of the vehicles, but we keep it very light. We'll show everything from, you know, a vintage 1969 Camaro right up, like we were talking about, to a Bugatti Veyron and everything in between. And it's nice. On our show field, everyone's equal. You know, it's got nothing to do with how much income they have or don't have. Once they're on that show field, on that fairway, it's all just car guys. But one car in particular you might have an interest in, we have, I'm just getting the information on this. It's a Zagato-bodied Ferrari 575 that was commissioned by a Japanese collector. And I believe it's a one of two. Pretty extraordinary car.
Amazing. When we'll come back from the other side here, we'll talk more about this great event. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. Jeez. WCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you so much for joining us here today. We're having all kinds of fun. We're talking with Joe Sabatini. He's the gentleman that put together the Festivals of Speed down here in Florida, where I am now residing, and Joe and his team were very generous in giving me some free tickets. So to our dozens of Florida affiliate stations, including our latest one, which is WLKF in Lakeland, Florida. If you guys just shoot me over your name and address, and I will get these tickets to you one way or the other, and we'd love to have you come over, courtesy of Joe, and check out the Festival of Speed at the Amelia Island, just around the bend. It's just coming up the first weekend in March. I can't believe it's that far close, but it is just around the bend. Joe, before the break there, you were telling us about this one-of-a-kind or extremely rare Ferrari that is coming over, a Zugato-bodied Ferrari. Also taking a look at your website for the Festivals of Speed in Amelia Island, you noted off the top a lot of cool motorcycles, and it looks like you have just an incredible selection of motorcycles that are going to be on display there as well.
Yeah, we like to bring in both vintage and contemporary motorcycles. So we have a lot of custom bike builders, local bike owners in the area. In fact, we encourage your listeners to come in and call or go online to our website and register motorcycles and cars. Like I said, we take everything from A to Z. It's all about the camaraderie and the speed and the design. That Zugato-bodied Ferrari you were just mentioning, commissioned by a Japanese collector, Mr. Hayashi, only two of them were created, and we have one of them. It's they're stunning. They're just Zugato-bodied coupes. Kind of a tribute to the Zugatos that they built in the late 50s with Ferrari, the 250 GT Zugato coupes. So it's a modern take on it. Beautiful, beautiful car. And then that will be going to auction Saturday night after the main car show on the fairway as well.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit more about the auction on Saturday night.
What we do is immediately after the show ends, 4 o'clock, the Grand Ballroom, the Omni Plantation Hotel, we'll have just about, I think we're right now right about 95 cars. I think we capped it at 95 vehicles. And inside the ballroom will be all the bidders. And all those cars are going to be hopefully sold with a good sell-through ratio that evening. Really, really interesting mix of cars. And what's really nice is when you come to the Festival of Speed to see the cars on the fairway, well, about a 30-second walk away, you'll be able to go over to where we have all the auction cars. So there'll be an additional 100 cars there that are just absolutely extraordinary. And that's a really interesting mix. We have everything from 1928 Rolls-Royce up until the Bugatti and Zugato body Ferrari we were just talking about. So that's a really nice mix of cars there.
Absolutely. For those of our listeners who have never attended a Festival of Speed event, not only do you get to see, as you pointed out, the magnificent automobiles, the motorcycles, you have aircraft at certain events. You've got boats on display. You've got a lot of fine jewelry items. I know watches and other items up for display.
Sure.
But also I understand that you serve up some really fine food. That there's a lot of offerings for folks to check out as well.
Yeah, well, you know, the resort in general just finished a $100 million renovation. So it's everything from, you know, just a nice casual lunch up to a four-diamond dinner. Rolls-Royce has a wonderful wine dinner on Thursday night there at the property. At our Friday night luxury lifestyle reception, we've got a lot of interesting offerings there. Inside the ballroom, we will have the cars on display and motorcycles and music. But in addition to that, we have a real pretty heavy culinary background, all of us here. So we have an extraordinary amount of really interesting bourbons, scotches, and cognacs that all of our guests that come into that luxury reception on Friday night can sample and taste and talk with the brand managers. You know, it's a very heavy lifestyle event. And, you know, we give a platform, like I said, to the person that's the modern car collector as well as vintage. Mm-hmm. And we give a platform where somebody maybe their car is not suitable for judging at a pebble beach, let's say, where it can be a little bit of a pressure cooker. We're there for the average car enthusiast, whether the car has been restored by a young man in his garage, and it's just all about the passion. But again, we have the Bugatti Veyrons, we have the rare Rolls Royces, But really, we try to build a level playing field of enthusiasts where everyone can come out and see just a little bit of everything and have just a genuinely nice time.
And as you pointed out a little bit earlier, it's been my experience over the 20-plus years that I've been both a syndicated automotive radio host as well as print journalist that, you know, no matter what, when you go to these events, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're a millionaire or if you're somebody that's making $20,000 a year. It's the automobiles, it's the passion that that bonds everybody, and there's such camaraderie and such friendships, all kinds of friendships develop out of going to events like the festivals of speed.
Exactly. And, you know, we get some of the most interesting cars when we do interviews just like this over the radio. That's why I really like to just reach out to the listeners and let them know it's all about what they have that's interesting. Last year in St. Petersburg, I received a phone call after doing an interview similar to this. And it was a gentleman that purchased the vehicle. They're still trying to document it, but it was probably the early 30s. And it looked like something that would have ran at the Bonneville Salt Flats as a speed record type of a vehicle. But he found it here in Florida, half sunk in a marsh.
No
and they
kidding.
Pulled it out. It was in actually remarkable condition because most of it was aluminum. Very interesting vehicle. And he left it exactly the way it was when he pulled it out. He said, "You sure you want this on the show field?" And I said, "Absolutely. It's different. It's one of a kind." And out of everything we had, this hulk of a car, and it was immense. It was about 24 feet long. That was, you know, rusted and tattered, was the hit of the entire show because it had all that character. It was pretty incredible.
Great story, Joe. How can folks find out more information website-wise, social media-wise, and are tickets available in advance of the actual event?
Everything is available right on the website. You can purchase an instant e-ticket, and you'll have an email right back to you. You can buy tickets the day of the show, although we do encourage advance tickets because we do watch the, you know, how many people will be there. We try to control the crowd. But the Festival of Speed website is festivals with an S, festivalsofspeed.com. And all the information, they could register on there. Of course, if they want to give me a call, I'm at area code 352-385-9450.
Thank you so much for your time here to Joe. Look forward to seeing you at Amelia Island. Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Straight ahead, we're going to go to the collector car and market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Don't go away.
Don't be confused.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioterrorism. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Got an outstanding broadcast here for you today. We've been telling you about Amelia Island, as well as the Festivals of Speed at Amelia Island. And now we're going to go out to a live remote where Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, is standing by to tell us all about the grand opening of the showroom of a brand new dealership called Vault Classic Cars. And it's all happening in Fullerton, California. Let's welcome Phil Skinner back to Auto World. Phil, how are you doing?
We're doing great, Bob. The weather's fabulous here in Fullerton, California, where you just told them we are at the Vault Classic Cars. It's a grand opening. Gentleman running it is a chap I've had the pleasure of knowing since he was a kid, Mr. Steve Snyder. And if it's possible, I'd like Steve to get on and maybe tell you a little bit about his wonderful little business he's going to have here.
That sounds wonderful. Can't wait to talk to Steve.
Hi, Bob.
Hey there, Steve. Thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations about your grand opening celebration happening as we speak in Fullerton at the showroom of the Vault Classic Cars. Tell us a little bit about your background. Phil mentioned he's known you for at least 25 years. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. No, I've known Phil for forever, and because Phil goes to many of the same events that I go to. I'm a second-generation car collector and hobbyist. I grew up in a family with Packards and Duesenbergs and that sort of thing. Back in a time when regular guys could afford those cars. And so I grew up with the cars, and I basically turned my my hobby into a business. So for the last 10 years, I've done the Vault Classic Cars full-time. I buy sell, consign, and appraise classic cars. And we have sold everything from 1902 Oldsmobile curved dash runabout to classic 50s convertibles, muscle cars, sports cars, and even recently just sold a 90 BMW Z1, one of eight legally imported into the country. So we have a wide span, and we just love cars, and it's a fun business, and so there you go.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. So you do the whole gamut. You buy cars, you sell cars, you consign cars, as well as appraise cars. So you're covering all aspects of the hobby there, Steve.
Right. No, that's right.
Let's talk about, I just logged on to your website just to check it out, and why don't we make sure and give out the address for all of our listeners in California, if they'd like to swing by and get a look at the new showroom, give out the address as well as your hours during the week.
Right. Well, I'm a by appointment guy, so you know, when people come by, it's a call first type of deal. I'm here a lot, but I'm not always here because I have to go find these cars.
Yeah.
So, but I'm very flexible, and I'll meet people all the time.
And looking at some of your inventory right now, you've got some cool ones up on your homepage. There's a 1973 Jag XKE Roadster V12, well cared for and from long ownership. I know that one is inbound. That's a beautiful looking vehicle. Here's a 1948 Buick. This is a Roadmaster convertible. It's won a lot of trophies. You're going to be having that one in stock as well soon. And
yep.
Here's it. What can you
standing
tell us?
Standing right next to that car as we speak.
Oh, wonderful. Tell us a little bit more about that Roadmaster.
Well, the Roadmaster is a beautiful car. It was restored a fair number of years ago, but it's always been professionally maintained. The owner has a mechanic and restorer on retainer, and they keep it looking really, really fresh. And it's got the big straight eight overhead valve Buick engine, the 320 engine, so it's very powerful. It's got the first year of Dynaflow automatic transmission, which was novel. I mean, that was a big deal in 1948, having automatic transmission. Well, we don't think of it now, but that was huge then. And so it's a really pretty car in yellow and brown leather interior. Just a wonderful car.
That's great. Here's a 1957 Mercury Colony Park station wagon, beautifully restored. Has that one arrived at your dealership yet?
Yeah, it's right next to the Buick. It is that is a stunning car. It's in the rosewood color, which looks pink. I mean, it's bright pink, and it's spectacular. You know, it's the very embodiment of the 1950s. And it's been beautifully restored. You know, it paints wonderful, and it's got the very unusual fiberglass wood trim. So by 57, nobody was making real woodies anymore. But they wanted the wood look, so they made fiberglass pieces contoured to the body and wood grained them. So, and it looks very realistic. It looks good.
Here's a 1929 Cord. This is an L29 Brougham, and certainly the Cord was a groundbreaking vehicle for its day with a lot of technology, a lot of advanced stuff, and always highly sought after. And this one's in red. What can you tell us about this particular vehicle?
Well, this is a car, you know, front-wheel drive in 29 was astonishing. I mean, that was a big breakthrough. And what it did for the designers is it allowed them to lower the car. So if you put that Cord up against every other car made in America or Europe, for that matter, it was easily 5 or 6 inches lower in every height dimension, hood height, roof height. Mm-hmm. So it really is rakish and low, and it just makes the car look fast sitting still. It's a great design. And everybody loves those L29 Cords because of the styling. They're just so good looking.
It really is a stately vehicle. For those folks who are into collecting racing cars, here's a 1948 sprint car, which has a flathead Mercury V8, and I understand this is Pebble Beach worthy quality restoration, and comes with a special trailer. Tell us about that.
Well, the sprint car was restored by my friend John Adrian, who is a sprint car enthusiast, and he is very meticulous. And that car, it just looks perfect everywhere you look at it. It is like a brand. It's probably better than brand new. It uses the Mercury flathead, which was what they used in the sprint cars in the immediate post-war period until the small block Chevrolet came out. And then, right after that, everybody went to Chevy. But this is put together. It's a known, a car with good known history, and it's restored like it would have been raced pre-1955. And the trailer was made by A.J. Watson, who, if you're into Indy cars or sprint cars, you'll know that he was the guy who was the Watson behind the Watson Roadsters that were, dominant in Indianapolis in the mid to late 50s. So even the trailer has a good pedigree.
That's great. Another one that caught my eye here is a V12 1934 Packard, and certainly I know so many folks who absolutely love Packards, and there are a whole lot of collectors who specialize in nothing else but Packards. Where'd you find this one?
The 34 Packard Fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 34 Packard Fall I bought from a longtime Classic Car Club member, and he had owned it since 1971, so he owned it for a really, really long time. I remember seeing that car at the club tours when I was a kid. I mean, it's been around forever. And so he decided this year he was going to sell it. I was fortunate enough to be in the right place.
Excellent. Hold on. We're going to continue to talk to you and Phil straight ahead right here on Auto World as we continue.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Very special guest, electric car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and Phil has arranged for a real treat because he has brought us to a grand opening of the showroom of Vault Classic Cars in Fullerton, California, and we've been chatting with the owner, Steve Snyder, who Phil has known for at least 25 years, and you can check out the website at vaultcars.com. Steve, are you still with us?
Still bad. Yeah.
Steve, are you still with us?
Hello? Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, great. Excellent. So you got an amazing selection of vehicles here, and like you say, it kind of runs the gambit. You've got a lot of the classics, but you've also got a muscle car here from the 1960s, a 69 Pontiac Firebird 400 four-speed. It's a resto mod, which is very popular in today's world, and looks like it's in outstanding condition, and the price here on the website is $29,995. Do you see a lot of resto mods? Is this, in your opinion, a continuing area of growth for the collector car business?
Resto mods have been very, very popular, and I think what's driving it is, you know, technology has marched on, and people drive their modern cars, and they're comfortable and fast and quiet, and they want the look of a classic car. They want the cool factor of a classic car, but they want a little bit better conveniences. So, you know, a car like this Firebird has a modern air conditioning system, so it's really cold, and four-wheel disc brakes, so the car stops right now, and, you know, power steering and modern power windows, and so there's I do see it as a trend. I don't think you can mistake the trend for I think resto mods are popular and they're here to stay.
Here's another real cool one we got to tell our listeners about. You don't hear about too many of these cars. It's from the 50s. It's a 1954 Kaiser Darin, painted in white with a red interior, and I understand this vehicle has only had three owners in its lifetime.
Yeah, no, the Kaiser Darin, that's a very interesting car. That was one of the first cars made in fiberglass. So it was, you know, made at the same time as the original Corvette, so they used this, you know, that early fiberglass process. The Kaiser Darren has doors that slide into the front fenders. So the doors slide forward. They don't open out. They slide on, like, you know, skids and rollers. And so it's a very interesting car. And this one has, you know, had a very short ownership chain. And it is mostly original. It's a very original car. So it's fun to see them that way when they still, you know, have that connection to originality.
Here's a difficult one to describe on the radio. It's a 1932 Caddy Stutz DV.
Oh, the Caddy Stutz.
Yeah, tell us about this vehicle.
I love the Caddy Stutz. It is hard to describe, but what they did is they had a Stutz DV32 chassis, which is extremely rare. They only made about 400 of them. Dual overhead cam, four valve per cylinder, big two-barrel downdraft carburetor. This chassis would have been comparable to, like, a Duesenberg or a Big Packard. I mean, it was a very expensive car of the day. And then by the 1950s, they, you know, were not worth anything. And so whoever had that took the body off of it and made a custom body using Cadillac, 49 Cadillac components. So it's now a two-seat roadster. It's like 19 feet long, and it's a two-seat roadster. It has three tail fins because two would not be enough. They needed a third one. Got a plexiglass windshield. It's just a wild car. And all the bodywork's done in lead. So it's pretty spectacular. It needs restored, but it's fun to see even in its unrestored condition.
You've also got in stock a 1949 Rolls-Royce. This is a silver Wraith convertible, and it looks like it's in decent condition, and certainly this is a highly sought-after vehicle.
Well, the picture I have on that one is a fooler, because that picture was taken at the 1949 Earl's Court Motor Show.
Okay.
The car that's for sale is that actual car, but it needs a full restoration. The chassis has been restored, but the body and interior are off, and, you know, it needs to be done. So you have to look at the detailed pictures, and, you know.
That's very good.
Don't just send me the money on that one until you've seen all the pictures.
Here's a 28 Ford. This is a Model A pickup truck. This looks like a really cool potential street rod. Looks like it's already got some equipment moving it in that direction. And I could see this really being tricked out if somebody wanted to invest some serious money into it.
Well, I think that's the car. I don't think I'd touch it. It's beautifully done. All the work was just super, super high quality, you know, show quality restoration work. And with slight modification, so it's kind of tasteful. And then the cylinder head and intake manifold, it's an overhead valve cylinder head. It's called Miller Speed Equipment cylinder head, and so it makes a lot more power than the usual four-cylinder Model A.
Tell us a little bit about, as I alluded to earlier, you're finding these cars, and I would imagine you're probably selling these cars not only here in North America, but I would imagine you're probably in contact with potential buyers from around the world as well.
I have sent cars everywhere from Hong Kong to Lithuania. We just sent a motorcycle to Russia here a couple weeks ago. I've been every country in Europe sold cars to, and they just go all over the place. And it's very interesting because the international buyers are very decisive. They make up their mind, and, you know, they either buy or not, and if they buy, they pay right away. And I've had good results with international customers.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about the logistics of shipping a vehicle like that to a faraway land. Is that a problem? Is it?
No, it's pretty easy. You have to have a title. Title has to match the car. That's very important. And in the collector car hobby, that is an ongoing issue because there's lots of titles out there that that have like maybe a digit off or there's some, you know, something. So you really have to make sure your title is in good shape before you ship it overseas. And but there's freight forwarders that help you with all that. I basically, when I sell a car overseas, I give the customer the freight forwarder's contact information, and they call them up, and the freight forwarder picks up the car and the title, and a couple months later, it's in Europe or Japan or wherever it's supposed to go. It's actually a lot easier than you would think. Hello? We lost him. Hello?
Okay, I am back after a little power interruption here in Boston. In Boston, I'm so used to saying that.
You're back?
Actually, I am back, yeah. We lost electricity just for a moment, so all of my broadcast gear went to sleep, but we've got everything back up and running again. Apologize to you, Steve,
oh, no
as well
problem.
As all of the stations and listeners around the nation. What before we say goodbye for this time around, and Phil is going to continue with us into the next hour as well, why don't we make sure and give out your contact information, website-wise, telephone-wise, and any social media stuff you'd love to give out.
Sure. Well, my phone number is 714-401-1047. And I keep that on, you know, Pacific Daylight Business Hours. And the website is vaultcars.com. So that's vault like a bank vault, vaultcars.com. And I put the cars up there, and I have single pictures, and then if you click on that picture, you get to 30-plus photos of each car.
Wonderful. Well, Steve, we're going to continue to celebrate the grand opening of your showroom in hour number two of the broadcast. For all the stations going away, we'll see you next time. But to everybody else, hang on. After the top of the hour news, more with Phil Skinner and Steve as we talk classic cars here on Auto World. My name is Bob White.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.